now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. And I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. We're going to talk about how to solve your problems. I know what I'm talking about. I've been around almost 24 years on the air. I've written 16 books. And I think that it would do you good to listen in to today. Now, I don't care. I don't particularly care whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, an atheist, an agnostic, a nothing. I don't even care if you never really thought about such matters before. It doesn't make any difference to me. Because I talk from the heart. I do something very interesting. I turn the microphone on, and I have no prepared script. I have nothing in front of me. I simply start talking, and what comes out is right from the heart. Remember when you were a kid, and a lot of times authorities, like teachers or someone, remember how they would talk at you instead of talking to you? Well, I'm talking to you. And the other thing that would behoove you to perhaps listen in closely to what I have to say is that I have no axe to grind. I have no vested interest in what I say. And the reason is because I buy the airtime. I purchase the airtime myself. Incidentally, welcome all of you in the beautiful Southern California area. Welcome all of you in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, and welcome all of my new listeners in the absolutely stunning Seattle, Washington area. I've got some really, 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 really great people in my audience, because those are three remarkable cities with remarkable people. Now, as I was saying, I buy the airtime from these stations. I don't work for the stations. I buy the airtime, and I get a little bit back from people, you know, an occasional little donation here and there, which is very nice. But it's a labor of love. And the other thing is that I don't know you personally, so I can tell the truth. I don't have to be afraid, you know, that, you know, if you're my boss, that you'll fire me, or that if you're my friend, that you won't like me anymore, and so on and so forth. I can just tell you the truth. So let's get started. Now, what is it that's the biggest problem with people? Well, first, remember somebody said the problem with people is people. Well, I'm not sure that's right, because I happen to love people. In fact, I happen to believe, laugh if you will, but I happen to believe that people are created in the image and likeness of God. There's something very special about people, and you know that. You know in your heart there's something special about people. They're not just dogs or cats or raccoons or rocks or trees. People have something special. There's something very deep and profound, and something mysterious, and something even otherworldly about people. And life itself has some mysterious moments in life, some mysterious moments where you scratch your head and you say, well, you know, maybe, just maybe, maybe there is a God in heaven, and maybe there is something going on here that I don't really understand. And so that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about just what it is that blocks you from understanding it. And blocks you from happiness and from fulfillment and so on. We'll talk about that after this very important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host. Incidentally, if you'd like a free ebook from me, just visit commonsensecounseling.org. That rhymes. A free ebook from me, visit commonsensecounseling.org. All right, now let's talk about problem with people. What is a problem with people? Well, it is that you become irritated too easily. You become angry too easily. You become nervous too easily. You easily become upset. Let's put it that way. You're too upsettable. And when you are upset, you say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. Now, there are two kinds of upset. One kind of upset is resentment, irritation, hostility. You know, why did she have to do that? Why did that car cut in front of me? Why is this line moving so slowly? So on. And the other type of upset is becoming excited. When you get excited, you do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. You know, like, you know how it is. You go to buy a new car and you take it out for a test drive and it's, you know, it looks so nice and the seats are so nice and it's fast and it's all shiny and everything. And before you know it, you end up spending too much money when you could have gotten a nice used car, a practical car, a common sense car, but you went for the shiny one, see? Same thing when we go to get married. That's the person that excites us. It's often the worst choice. The one that's not exciting, the person that's not exciting, kind of plain, that's not the one we go for. And the same thing with food. You know, if there's a tray full of carrot sticks and there's another tray full of candied carrot sticks, then people go for the candied ones. See what I mean? And we get excited and we go for the exciting thing. We get excited, we make a mistake, or we go for the exciting thing to excite us. But the problem is that it's always a mistake. We spend too much money. We eat the wrong food. And so you see how that is. All right. Now, in absolute terms, we should not become irritated at all. We should not become excited at all. We should be on an even keel. We should not emotionally react. If the line is slow, if somebody cuts in front of you, if you don't get the raise, see? Or if some advertisers cleverly show something and make it look all exciting, or there's some food that's not good for you, we should be able to quietly say no. Quietly say no to the irritation. Quietly say no to the excitement. Quietly say no to the temptation. See? And if you did, if you just quietly said no, then what? Then your life would be more peaceful. Your health would be better. You'd be less upset and less stressed out. Fewer tummy aches, fewer headaches, less stress. And you would handle moments with equanimity and people would respect you. Not only that, but you wouldn't make mistakes, or you wouldn't make as many mistakes. Eventually you wouldn't make any mistakes. I am going to help you to do that. So first of all, you have to see, I have to tell you, and you have to agree with me, or at least be willing to agree with me, that people are not supposed to be upset all the time. We think we are, but what happens is we become upset, and then we look for symptom relief. First we get upset. See, first you go to the office, you get all angry and upset, you come home and you yell at your kids, or you go to the office and get upset and nervous and blame people, and why are they piling all this work on me, and the traffic is heavy and everything, and you come home, and then what? You look for symptom relief. You look for a pill or a marijuana or a bottle of booze, see, which have side effects and which aren't good for you. And so we're always looking for symptom relief. However, wouldn't it be better not to become upset in the first place, where I can help you with that? I can absolutely help you with that, and as I said, I don't care. Look, I don't care whether you're a Buddhist or a Christian or an agnostic or an atheist or whatever you are. I don't care. Doesn't matter. You're a human being, and we're all basically the same. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all the same. And so what is good for one person is also good for another. So what is good for us? Good for us is being calmer, more poised, more in control, less out of control, see, less emotional, less upsettable. We all know that's good. When you go to the office, you don't want your boss to be all upset. See, if you get on the airplane, you don't want the pilot to be all upset and nervous and, see, if you go to the doctor, you don't want the doctor to be all upset and nervous about things. We like our professionals to be calm and so on. Well, how about your kids? Do you think your kids like seeing you all upset and nervous and worried and frantic and out of control and impatient? No, they don't. Yesterday, my son and I went to the driving range to hit a few golf balls, a little bit of exercise on a beautiful afternoon. And there was a dad there with his little kid. Kid must have been about 4 years old, probably four, had a little tiny golf club. And the little kid wasn't doing something right, so the dad grabbed him in a really harsh way and set him down in a harsh way. You know what I mean. Not in an absolutely bad way, but just harsh, that's all. Not kind and gentle. You know how some people, the way they talk to you, it there's kindness in their voice, and other people, there's a little edge to their voice? Well, he was a little bit harsh, and the child began to cry. So the father quickly, tried to change the subject and everything like that. Well, kids are very resilient, and then after a while, everything was okay again. But it was a very subtle thing. It was a subtle harshness, a subtle impatience, a subtle lack of love. And the little child, three or four-year-old child, can see that and knows that there's something wrong with impatience. There's something wrong with dad being angry. See how that works? All right. So, are you ready for the solution then? Would you like to calm down? Would you like to be in control? All right. Please listen to this announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Now My name is Roland. This is an excellent program. It's about life, it's about love, it's about relationships. Life, love, and relationships. Our relationship with each other, with ourself, and ultimately our relationship with our Creator. Now, the problem that we have then, ladies and gentlemen, is that once we start to get in the habit of overreacting, see, we're taught to overreact. Other people overreact, other people become excited. See, our parents, we learn it from other people, and so we go ahead and do the same thing. You see people yelling and screaming at baseball games and football games and so on, and you see people going to parties and doing all kinds of foolishness, acting foolish, and you see people angry. You know, if you go, you know, out in public, everybody is so nice. How are you doing? How's it going? How's your day going? Everybody acts so nice, and then they go home, and behind closed doors, they're immensely cruel to each other. See? Well, there's something wrong with that. Something wrong with it. Now, what happened to you, undoubtedly, is when you were a kid, there was confusion. There was, you know, your parents made mistakes, and there was confusion, and they got upset, and so on. They may have been impatient with you. They sent you to school, and there was cruelty, and there was bullying, and there was theft, and there was cheating, and there was lying, and there was tease. Everywhere you turn, there was tease. Tease in television, tease at school, tease at home. And it eventually got to you, and you became angry, you became upset, you became resentful. See, and from that moment on, it was a process of conditioning. And before long, you became completely conditioned to react and become nervous and upset and become a basket. I remember I saw a really funny t-shirt, and it said, where are we going and why am I in this hand basket? Where are we going and why am I in this hand basket? Well, I got a real kick out of that t-shirt. There's a lot of truth to it. See, most of us are going to, you know, where in a handbasket. And the reason is because we're overreacting. Okay, so now what are you going to do about it? Well, here's what you can do. First of all, you can simply see that what I'm saying is true. Admit that you're overreacting. Admit that you're looking for symptom removal. And secondly, you can admit that you're somehow you've missed the boat. You're not living as a human being ought to live. And that's why your relationships are not so good with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, see, with your parents, not so good. So what are you going to do? Okay, a couple of things. First of all, you can listen to me. You can listen to me, listen to my radio programs, get my books, and you can get one of my meditations. I have the most fabulous meditations that teach you how calm down, how to stand back from, see, now now what happens is, because after a lifetime of overreacting, everything sets you off, and so your mind is like a squirrel cage, round and round and round, thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking and feeling, and daydreams and pipe dreams and nightmares, and you spend most of the time lost in your thinking, lost between your two ears, and emotionally upset. See, and when you're lost in your thinking, lost between your two ears, then you stumble around in life and make more mistakes, and see what I mean? So you need to find a way to kind of stand back, mentally stand back. And that's what my meditations will help you do. So go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. Check out the meditations, get a couple of my books, and learn how to calm down and get in control. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time?
Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, yes, indeed. My book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, is an excellent book because I go into the dynamics of relationships and, first of all, what's going on, and secondly, the mistakes we make. For example, one of our biggest mistakes is resentment. Resentment. See, we go into marriage with the idea of having our needs met. We think it's going to be a party. See, maybe we're trying to escape from an unhappy home, and here's somebody, and we kind of like them. And so, well, what do a lot of people do nowadays? They live together instead of getting married, which is a mistake. And if you were to read my book, you'd see why it's a mistake, especially you men. See, there has to be honor. Look. You as a man, if you are just a man who goes to work, you know, puts on a coat and tie and goes to work, works at the computer, or you're a man who goes to work somewhere and fixes cars or what have you, and you come home and you watch television and you drink beer or drink Perrier or whatever you do, and you're kind of nice and you read a book here and there, and you know, you're just sort of a nice guy. Hopefully you are. That's not enough. See, just being a male animal, eating and drinking and you know what, that's not enough. Where does your real strength come from? Your real strength as a man comes from honor, from wisdom, from patience, from long-suffering, from principle. See? And so now can you see if you just live with somebody instead of marrying them, well, deep down in her heart, she knows you're not a man of impeccable honor. See? That in itself is enough to spell bad news down the road for you. And one day, sir, she will make your life a living hell and get even with you for your, what you thought were just little improprieties and little lack of being totally honorable and so forth. You see, human beings are not just animals. Human beings have a soul. And we have a metaphysical dimension. So your wife, ladies and gentlemen, is not just a female animal. She's a metaphysical being. And so you had best to find out what marriage really is. You'd best to find out what relationships and marriage really is, because they could be the most beautiful, the most wonderful and beautiful thing imaginable. See? Or it could become, as I said, a living hell, which is what it usually becomes, because people just don't get it. They're selfish. So when you get married, you learn to be unselfish. You learn to be unselfish. And you grow up. See? And it's a tough school. If you don't become bitter, but you become better, then eventually the two of you may live happily ever after. Okay? All right. So you should get my book. Now, what is the biggest mistake? Oh, yes, I said we have the wrong idea about marriage. And so when we're not getting our needs met or what have you, then we become resentful. Resentment is a big mistake. As a matter of fact, if you wish to learn how to be in control of your emotions,
See, remember the earlier commercial that I had about mental health issues, and I told you about the book, Mike's Story, how he overcame his issues? See, the reason why a lot of people have these issues is because they make a fundamental mistake, and that is becoming resentful. So you need to learn not to be resentful, too. I shall be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a very nice program. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen in again. You can go to the archives. Go to commonsensecounseling.org and visit the archives. You can listen again free. Remember to come back at this time every week to listen to this program, which is an excellent program about life, about love, and about relationships, and how to solve all your problems and calm down and maybe even find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.